Blame it all on my ruins. I showed up in boots and ruined your black tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. Toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
An ear out if you hear sounds of that song or other Garth Brooks hits. It could be a certain country music legend doing a dress rehearsal here in Kerry ahead of his sellout gigs in Croke Park in September. Why? Well, Brendan mentioned this yesterday on the afternoon show on Radio Kerry when, well, he certainly whetted the appetite of every Garth Brooks fan looking forward to those concerts in Dublin in September when he played some of Garth Brooks' greatest hits and included some of the interview that he recorded recently with Garth Brooks, or rather when Garth Brooks met Brendan Fuller, I should say. I should put that the other way around. But Brendan mentioned this on the programme yesterday. It's being reported on the website extra.ie that Mr. Brooks, Garth Brooks himself, is planning on staying in a private house in Kerry when he comes to play his sold out five nights at Croke Park in September. To tell us more, we're joined on the line by journalist Galen English with extra.ie about this story. Good morning to you, Galen.
Good morning.
Tell us, it certainly shows that in the Kerry v Dublin rivalry, Garth Brooks is kingdom all the way if what you're reporting is the case.
I did read online some people suggesting that the problem may be that the hotel prices up in Dublin were too much for him. So it would be cheaper for him to fly back and stay down in Kerry. But what we do know is that he's going to fly into Kerry, and then his gigs in September, the way they are going to work is that on Friday, the 9th of September, he plays that Friday, he plays the Saturday and Sunday, and then he has a break till the following weekend, where he plays the following Friday and Saturday. But in between, as we understand it, he's going to be staying back down in Kerry. So he's going to fly between Dublin and Kerry, I think because of the privacy, and he can keep out of the public eye down there a lot easier.
And you're saying that you understand that he'll be staying in a house close to Kerry Airport?
Yeah. So, I mean, where this came from is Kerry Airport has become a major hub for private planes coming in from the States, particularly New York. In fact, Kerry Airport has more private planes coming in than Cork Airport. And I think one of the big attractions is the golf courses in the area, and it puts people right in the heart of the West Coast and the Atlantic Way. So we know he's not staying in a hotel, but they have a house for him organized, and it's close to the airport. So it'd be very handy for him to travel up and down. Between those two sets of gigs.
Galen, you mentioned there that he is reportedly put off by the hotel prices in Dublin, but I mean, this man is the best-selling solo albums artist in the United States. I mean, he's sold over 150 million albums ahead of Elvis. I mean, hotel prices, you'd imagine that wouldn't be an issue with him.
I was saying that in jest, slightly at the start.
I was
joking online. There.
I have to check this. I kind of thought you were jesting, but I said I'd double check.
Yeah.
But
now, even he might struggle to get a room in Dublin for those dates.
He could indeed. He could indeed. I'd say even the penthouses that are available would be in short supply. All right. That's very interesting what you're saying about the fact that Kerry Airport has become more and more popular, is in fact more popular than Cork Airport in terms of usage by private operators.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what piqued our interest was on Sunday, Kerry Airport tweeted themselves that they had three Boeing jets land that were meant to be going to Dublin, but they landed in Kerry. And what we understand from that was there was a concern about getting through Dublin Airport with all of the problems it's having. Those were private planes of American tourists coming to Ireland, and they didn't want to go to Dublin because they were worried about getting their luggage through Dublin Airport. So instead, they landed in Kerry, where there were no problems and no issues. So it does, and also...
We lost Galen for a second.
Sorry.
Yes, you're back. Sorry, Galen, we lost you there for a moment. Could you repeat just what you were saying there?
There was three Boeing jets arrived in over the weekend from the United States, and those were charter jets. They were originally meant to be going to Dublin, but there were concerns about dealing with their luggage in Dublin Airport, so they transferred to Kerry instead. And I'm told that that's becoming more and more of an occurrence, as Kerry is seen as an easy way to get right into the heart of the West. And even on Sunday, there was Sir Stelios, the former EasyJet owner. He flew out of Kerry Airport. Again, I think the airport themselves shared a picture of him on their Twitter. It's becoming a really popular place for people who have their own private planes to get into the west of Ireland. A lot of them are accessing all of the golf courses, you know, that there's world-class golf courses there. And if they're not there, they're within a helicopter ride, you know, down to Cork and further up the coast, you know, where they can use Kerry as their base.
And so that's
what's happening at the moment.
And it was reported recently that Rod Stewart himself, another musical legend, stopped off in Kerry Airport as well.
Yes, that hadn't. I was told about that recently, but my understanding is there are a lot of well known names that are using Kerry Airport. Now, one thing Irish people do well, and the people who run Kerry Airport are doing, is they do protect privacy. You know, that is something that is valued by the sort of people that are using private planes. So you're not likely to hear about it unless somebody spots them. But what Kerry Airport is doing extremely well at the moment. They say that they're back up to 90% of their 2019 levels for traffic. And 2019 was their busiest every year. So I think you might start to see more well-known faces in the area.
And such as possibly Garth Brooks. And of course, Kerry would be an ideal relaxing base for him to stay in. I mean, five nights, I know he's many people would argue that he is the supreme live entertainer, but that takes a lot out of anyone. And to go back to somewhere quiet and calm like Kerry to recuperate after all that performance, performing, it would be ideal.
Absolutely perfect. I think that is the key reason for it, is that you can very much keep a low profile. It would be near impossible for him to do anything in Dublin during the week without being seen and really being followed. So I think that is a major reason for him staying in Kerry. Also, I mean, he's flying in. He'll be flying into Kerry. He can get set up there. he can, him and his crew can be away from prying eyes. He's got something, he's sold out those five nights, so, you know, he's probably one of Ireland's most popular music stars. And as good as Irish people are at not making a fuss about big names, it's still a better option to be outside of the capital, I think.
We're speaking here to Galen English of the website extra.ie. Galen broke the story that he has received reports that Garth Brooks will be staying in Kerry during his Croke Park gigs in September. Galen, I know a journalist can't divulge their sources, but can you give us any indication what kind of, was it, what sort of industry was your source from? Is it somebody in the entertainment industry, for example, or can you give us any hint where you got information that Garth Brooks will be using Kerry as his base? If you can't say anything, I understand, but I'm honour bound as well as a journalist to ask you.
You can't ask that question. That's breaking all codes, but it's a very good, solid source. That's we wouldn't have run with it otherwise. But we would be extremely confident we've no doubts about its veracity. But no, there's no way I'd be able to tell you where that came from.
It was worth a shot. Now, yep. Galen, yep. Councillor, there's been a lot of clamouring in Killarney, especially when there was all this controversy and to do over Garth Brooks' cancelled concerts in 2014 in Dublin, in Croke Park. There was a big campaign, and it still continues to this day, whereby the people of Killarney believe that they would love if Garth Brooks could play in Fitzgerald Stadium, and they would do everything possible to make that happen. If what you're saying comes to pass, this is some consolation for people in Killarney. I can think of one individual, a local Killarney councillor, Niall Botty O'Callaghan, who's spoken passionately about how much he would love to see Garth Brooks perform in Fitzgerald Stadium. This is some consolation if this comes to pass, that he'll be using Kerry, a base near Kerry Airport, as a place to stay when he comes to Ireland in September for those Croke Park concerts.
Well, look, it helps put, you know, not that Kerry needs it much, but it does help put Kerry very much on the map as a place that people of, you know, like Garth Brooks are coming and happy to come. And, I mean, the kingdom is one of the most beautiful parts of the country, and it's great. This is a good news story for Kerry. It makes it a place that is getting international recognition, which, you know, it does already. But this is, you know, the surprise for me was that the number of private jets that are using Kerry Airport. Kerry Airport is becoming a hub for the West.
Kerry is A-list, you're basically saying.
It's on its way. It seems to be. It's just, pardon the pun, but it's sort of flown under the radar that this was a place where the sort of people who have private jets are going, and they're using it as, I think it's, the word is getting out there that the Kerry Airport is a place you can go and get easy access to some of the best golf courses in the world, and also some of the most stunning scenery in the world. So this is good news. Good news for Kerry and Kerry Airport.
Well, Galen, journalist Galen English, congratulations to you on that great story, on that good news story. You're reporting in extra.ie. If you want to read more about it, go to extra.ie on Galen's exclusive that Garth Brooks will be staying in Kerry in a private house when he comes here in September to play those record-breaking sell-out gigs at Croke Park. And if you know anything more about Mr. Brooks's plans and intentions, do let us know on 0667123666.